If you have a physical or a spiritual need today, you can call 882-7360. Or if you feel the Spirit of the Lord is urging you to give and to satisfy some of the needs of the people who may call in, you can call 882-7360. Now, we're going to begin a message today, we're going to be speaking on the Father which is in heaven. As many of you know, tomorrow is Father's Day, and it's a time when many families get together with their fathers. The older children might go visit their father, or the younger ones might just give gifts to them, to the father that's still at home. But we're going to talk today a little bit about the Father which is in heaven. Now today, let's begin, turn over to John chapter 8, and we'll begin reading in verse 39. Here Jesus is speaking to the hypocrites that he's come across in the days when he was on earth. And many of them don't even know who their father really is. And we'll begin reading in verse 39 of John 8. And they answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. The people that Jesus was speaking to thought Abraham was their father because the laws that were passed down to them through which they might receive the eternal life was given to them from God through Abraham. And so they always referred to Abraham as their father. Of course, in lineage, he was their ancestor, but they kept referring to Abraham as their father. And Jesus saith unto them, If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Now here Jesus is telling them that if they were truly the children of Abraham, if they really believed in that law that Abraham handed down from God, if they really believed that Abraham was their father, that they would be doing the works that their father did. Now, Abraham, when he was on earth, did good things unto the children. He brought them, with the hand of the Lord, brought them out of the hand of bondage out of Egypt. And many righteous judgments he had to evoke on the people. He had to decide what was good and bad in a lot of cases, and he had to call upon the Lord for guidance. But here, Jesus is saying to these hypocrites that if Abraham was really their father, that they would be doing some of the good things that Abraham their father was, and they would not be trying to kill Jesus. Because if Abraham was here, Jesus is kind of saying, if Abraham was here, he would hear that what I'm saying is truth, and he wouldn't kill me. He would realize that like himself, like Abraham, Jesus was speaking the words of the Father which is in heaven. In verse 41, Jesus said, Ye do the deeds of your father. Now here he doesn't say quite yet who he says their father really is. Now these hypocrites are thinking that Abraham is their father. But Jesus said, Ye do the works of your father. It really tells the tale of who your father is, depending on what works you do. In verse 41, going on, Jesus said, Then they said to him, We be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God. Now they're switching their story. They're saying that God is their Father. But here Jesus comes right back at them. Jesus said to them, verse 42, If God were your Father, ye would love me. For I proceed forth and come from God. Neither came I for myself, but he sent me. Jesus, they started to say Abraham was their father, and Jesus said, No, that can't be, because you're not doing the works of your father. And then in verse 41, they said, Well, God is our Father. And Jesus basically said the same thing, because they were trying to kill the Son of God. And Jesus came right back and said, If God were your Father, then you would love me. And, you know, if God is our Father, I mean, you and I, you the listener and Brother David, if God is our Father, then we're brother and sister, or we're brother and brother. And, you know, we should be loving God together and not trying to speak words against one another. Jesus said that if we have love one to another, that all men would know that you're my disciples, Jesus said. But getting back to the message about the Father, Jesus is talking to these hypocrites who have just, Jesus has basically ruled out that they don't follow after the laws that Abraham handed down from God. So Abraham wasn't their father. And they were trying to kill Jesus, which is something that God didn't want them to do. So basically, God was not their father. So let's go on and see what Jesus says now. Verse 43, why do ye not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word? Because in verse 44, ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. Now there Jesus said it again. The lust of what your father does is basically what you do. And that he said that three times now. He says, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. These men were speaking lies to the people. He said, you know, he was talking about these Pharisees and these Sadducees and these people that did not believe, and they were speaking and teaching the people untruths. And here he says that the devil is a liar and the father of it, and ye do what your father does. You're doing the exact same thing of what your father is, and therefore your father, talking to these hypocrites, Jesus said, your father is not God or Abraham, but it's the devil. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. These hypocrites were all the time trying to get at Jesus. They were trying to tear down what Jesus was speaking, and Jesus was speaking the truth. And through this, Jesus determined that the devil were these people's fathers. Now you say, well, Brother David, why are we speaking about this, seeing as tomorrow is Father's Day? Well, I'm speaking on this because we ourselves need to look at this story and apply it to our lives today. I mean, if Jesus were to come up to one of us and we were to start telling him, well, I serve God my Father, you know, Jesus might look to us and say, well, he can't be your father because you're not doing the things that your father wants you to do. Because here twice he said that you do the works of your father. Whoever you think your father is, that's what you're going to be. You're going to be doing the same works that he did. And it's like that. I mean, if your father, a lot of young boys want to do the things that their father does. It's not uncommon for if a father is a fireman, that the young boy when he grows up wants to be a fireman. Or if the man is a scientist, the young boy might want to grow up to be a scientist, or something along that lines. I mean, generally the young boys want to grow up to be like their father. And here Jesus is saying that you will be doing the works of your father. But here, for these Pharisees, for these Sadducees, for these hypocrites, Jesus is saying that the devil was their father because they were doing the works that the devil was doing. And that's something we need to be watchful for today. Because if we are doing the works of the devil, my friend, the devil is your father. If we're doing the works of the devil. But in Isaiah chapter 64 in verse 8, but now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay, and thou art the potter, and we all are the work of thy hands. My friend, if we want to make sure that God is our Father, we need to be ready to be that clay that God wants us to be, so that he can mold us and make us into what he wants us to be. My friend, we have got to come into a place of mind, into a state of mind where we want to be serving God, where we want to be worshiping God, and where we want to be doing the works of our Father. What are the works of our Father? Well, in the Bible says that pure religion and undefiled before God is this: to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to remain unspotted from the world. If that's what pure religion is in the sight of God, my friend, if we're going to be religious and we're going to be get a closer relationship with God, my friend, one of the first things that we have to do is to remain unspotted from the world. Now, if you turn over to 1 John chapter 2, we'll start reading at verse 15, where it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That's a clear sign, my friend. It tells who our Father is. If we really love this world and the things that are in this world, my friend, we need to start taking a closer look to ourselves. Because the Bible says that when we're born again, old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And that's a sure sign to tell if what you said on that altar, to where you said your sinner's prayer, to where we thought we were getting a closer relationship with God, my friend, this tells the tale. If you are born again and you have become a new creature, you'll start wanting to do the works of your Father. Go ahead. We're reading on in 1 John chapter 2, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is in the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. My friend, if we do the will of God and we do the works of God, my friend, the Bible says we will abide forever because God will give us that eternal life. It's a gift to those that love Him and look for His return. Now, in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 1, I'll just read the one verse, the Proverbs of Solomon. Solomon says in Proverbs that a wise son maketh a glad father. My friend, if you want to make your father glad, you better stop becoming wise in the Word, and not just reading the Word, not being a hearer of the Word, but a doer of the Word. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. I tell you what, I was talking to my mother this morning and was kind of joking with her, and I said, you know how it is when a son does good that the father says, well, this is my boy, this is my son. But when that young boy starts doing bad, he looks over to the mother and says, go get your old boy, or correct your son, or spank him, give him a good spanking. Because the father, that just holds perfectly true, and it does apply today. Because if the son is good, then the father will want to claim him as his own. He'll want to have a relationship with him. He'll want to hug him and love him and whatever. But if that son does bad, then the father just kind of wants to push him off on the mother and say, well, you take care of him. It's your boy. That's the way our relationship with God is. The Bible says if we draw nigh unto God, He will draw nigh unto us. When we start loving the Father in spirit and in truth, then God will start wanting to have a relationship with us more and more. He'll want to take care of us and all the time. He'll want to be with us all the time. He'll want to show us His love and give us the good gifts and the benefits of this Christian walk that we're supposed to be walking today. My friend, that's what it's all about today, is just walking closer to the Lord, getting a closer walk with Him. And on this Father's Day, my friend, I would encourage you to seek after your Heavenly Father. It's Sunday. Tomorrow is Sunday, and it is Father's Day. And if you want to get closer to your Father, find wherever you go to church, my friend, go and in sincerity and in spirit and in truth, worship God your Father. Get a closer relationship with your God and with your Father. Now, it's about time for me to go, so I better make a few announcements. Now, you're invited to come to the Free Pentecostal Church, where Arthur York Jr. is the pastor. The church is located near downtown Harriman on the hill behind the Robo Car Wash. The regular services are Sunday morning at 11 a.m., Sunday evening at 7 p.m., and Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. And on the first Saturday of each month, there's a gospel singing service at 7 o'clock, so be sure and make plans to come out to that. That's a few weeks away. Don't forget to listen to the evening edition of the Spirit and Truth broadcast tonight at 6 o'clock here on WBBX. And as I remind you each and every week, keep in mind John chapter 4, verse 24, which says, God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth.